Today's shiur in the Deer Shoot Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is actually a combination of two shiurim. It's Daf Lamed, both the Omud Aleph and the Omud Beis, a very unusual circumstance because of the way the Shulchan Aruch is structured over here. We're in the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, and we're in Simen Tov Mem Ches, which deals with the halachos of Chometz Sha'over Lovasa Pesach. As we will see, there is no Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Ramah, or even Mishnah Berurah on Daf Lamed Omud Beis. It's a very, very long Shari Tshuva that takes up more than a single Omud. It actually extends into Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph. And therefore, we're going to combine the Shir for Lamed Omud Aleph and Lamed Omud Beis into one Shir. We actually begin on Chavtes Omud Beis with the second line where the Mechaber writes, V'imcharo onesano lein Yehudi. We're talking here about a Jewish person who has sold or given to a non-Jewish person his chametz. This non-Jewish person lives shemichutz labayis, doesn't live in the house with the Jewish person. He lives outside in a different house, and the Jewish person gives the non-Jewish person or sells the non-Jewish person the chametz kodem haPesach, before Pesach. So the Mechaber says in this situation, afal pi shayisrol makiro. Even though the Jewish person knows this non-Jewish person well enough, and he knows, viodeabo, he is certain, he knows for a fact that the non-Jewish person, shelo yigabo, even though he sold it to him, or even though he gave it to him as a present, he's not going to touch it, klal, at all. What's the non-Jewish person going to do with this? El yishmerenu lo, ad li'achar ha-pesach. The non-Jewish person is going to watch it, hold on to it, without eating it or using it until after Pesach is over. And now we turn to Lamed Omud Beis, and we see that there's long Shari Tshuva. So we actually go now to Lamed Aleph Omud Beis, because Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph also has no Mechaber or Rabbah on it. And we continue reading on Lamed Aleph Omud Beis, and the non-Jewish person is going to give it to him after Pesach, V'yachzor V'yitnenu lo. And the Jewish person will get back his chametz after Pesach. He either sold it to the non-Jewish person and gets it back, or he gave it to him and he gets it back. Nevertheless, this is not considered chametz she'over lovas haPesach u'mutar, and it is totally permitted for him to have it. However, the caveat ubuvad she'etnen lo matona gemura b'lishum tnai. He has to give it over to him full-fledged without any tonight. It can't be that, oh, you're going to give it back to me if it's a matana. And we now go to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph to finish off the Mechaber over here. Oshim Karenalo Mechira Gemura V'dar V'muat. Or you sell it to him for a small amount. Doesn't have to be a real full valid sale. And in this way, it is considered a valid sale, and therefore he is not considered, the Jewish person is not considered the owner of this chametz on Pesach. But now we go to Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph to just finish off this Mechaber, Avo Matana Almanas Lahachzir Lomahani. But if it's a present that is given over with the understanding that it will automatically be given back after Pesach, which might be good in regards to Hilchas Sukkos on the first day, when you have to have a Lekachtem Lochem, you have to own the lulav, and there it's acceptable to give somebody your lulav with a matan al-manas lahachzir, a present that you're going to get it back. That works for a lulav, but it doesn't work over here to exclude the chametz from being in your possession. Lo mahani. So, this one short mechaber, we've gone all the way from Choftes Omud Beis to Lamed Gimel Omud Aleph. Now, we're not going to do all the Mishnah Berurahs on this, nor all the Dershu footnotes, but we'll try to just do everything that's on Lamed Omud Aleph, starting really from Choftes Omud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, and do Lamed Omud Aleph and Lamed Omud Beis with the Dershu footnotes. And then we'll continue, Mirtz Hashem, the rest of the Mishnah Berurah and Dershu footnotes in the upcoming Shiurim. So let us begin with the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud, on Daf Choftes Omud Beis, page 58. And the Mishnah Berurah says, U'be'ezek kinyonim kona akum, we're talking about selling it to the akum, so how do you make it a valid sale? That we'll discuss Kasavnu Lekame. The Mishnah Berurah will go into that at the end, Besof HaSif. We also had actually mentioned it in previous Shurim as well. Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Le'enu Yehudi, you're selling it or giving it as a present to a non-Jewish person. What about Yisrael Mumer, an apostate Jew, Rachman al-Lassan, somebody who is a Mumer? He's left the Jewish religion, even though you can't, of course, halachically leave the Jewish religion, but he's now Nebuch, a convert to another religion. So this person, he's a non-believer, also limkor, you're still not allowed to sell him your chametz, because in this regard, the dino ki Yisrael l'chol dover, he has the full status of a Jewish person in this regard. And if you give it to him, and then he eats it, v'over, od mishum lifne'iver, you will be over putting a stumbling block in front of another Jewish person. Now, Dershu footnote number 23 reminds us over here that ha'moshid chometz li'Yisrael mumer v'pesach, if you give chometz tikka food to a non religious, non-observant, heretic type of a Jew on Pesach, v'yesh b'yecholto shel ha'mumor l'kachto levad, but he could have taken it himself. It's in your side of the table, and he could have just as easily gone and picked up and gone over there and taken the chametz. So then all you did was what's called misayeya b'yedei over avera. You assisted him, but it's not the da'araisa of lifnei iver, it's only a d'rabbanon called misayeya l'dvar avera. And therefore, in this situation, where he could have gotten it on his own, it's not over an issa d'araisa, it's only an issa d'rabbanon. But if you could have stopped it from getting it, so then the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot and Ches says you're over an Issim in a Torah in that situation, because then it's not called Misayeya, since you could have stopped him, so now it's as if you actually gave it to him and you're over Lifnei Iver. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the Chometz also Liachar Pesach Banot. In this situation, when you gave it to a Mumer, so this is Chometz Shovel of Pesach, and it has the full rabbinical edict against getting any benefit from it. No Hana is allowed. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Uber the Evid, Emachal Yisrael Mumer B'Dover Muad. If you sold it to a heretic Jew for a small amount of money, why did you do this? Mipnei shu makiro, because you know him. V'yodeh bo shi'achzu lo achar Pesach. And you know he's going to give it back to you. He's not going to eat it on Pesach. He's not going to use it. And you made a mistake. Mi'achar shetov esovar demumer dino kiakum. You thought that his halachic status is like that of a non-Jew because he's a non-believer. And therefore, you thought, just like, for example, he makes your wine into yayin esach, so you thought he has the status of a goy, which is not the case over here, but that's what your mistake was. So in this situation, the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here, b'di'evit yesh lahatulo b'mkom hefsid meruba. In this situation, if there's a great financial loss, we entitle you to say, le'mor le'mumer, tell this mumer, shi'achlif ha'chomitz ma'akum. Go and give this, let's say you gave him 10 loaves of bread. Go and sell that to an akum, or give it to an akum, ha'chomitz acher, that the akum should give you back a different 10 loaves of bread. Or let him buy it from you, oshim karenu, from you, and therefore you take the money, and you can have that money back from the mumer. V'yu osam ha'chalip in o'adom mutarim. And in this way, the bread that the mumer exchanges on your behalf, or the money that he gets, you're allowed to get benefit from it. Ukemoshin is bar b'sov simen tof mem gimel, as we've already learned in simen tof mem gimel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis now adds that we said specifically that he has to be outside your house. So the Mishnah Berurah says, kosu achronim she'ein kepeda bi'akum gufa im hudar b'veisolo. The kepeda over here is not on whether the akum himself lives in your house or not. We're interested not in the akum, el ikar kapeda, the key critical factor over here, what we're makbid on, is sheyotzi akum chometz beis Yisrael, that the akum should take this chometz out of the Jew's house. Dirshu footnote number 27 explains, v'av shemotzio mibeiso kishemochel enoch v'eschemso, even though you're taking it out of your house when you sell it to the guy, nevertheless, she'enu makayim b'kach mitzvah tashbisu, while you're getting rid of the chametz, and you're not over by rabbi yamatze, but you aren't fulfilling the mitzvah tashbisu. So it reminds us what we learned previously, that you should leave a little bit of chametz, at least a kezayis, in your possession, in order to be makayim the mitzvah tashbisu kitikuna, and you should burn that. So that's just an aside over here. Then Dirshu footnote 27 continues and says, Mishenika is Besov, somebody cleaned out his house well, took out all the chametz from his house. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, in that situation, he still should do a mechiras chametz. Why? Because any chashash that there might be some chametz left, this way it will definitely be sold with the chametz that he's selling to the non-Jewish person. And this will strengthen his bittul of any chametz that he has. Even though the non-Jewish person isn't buying the crumbs that you have in your carpet or the absorptions that you have in your pan, included in all the chametz that the rabbi on behalf of his congregation is selling to the Nachri, it's the thought in the Nachri's mind that he's also acquiring even the crumbs and even the bulios. And therefore, that's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you should do. And this is also the opinion of Yasha Zatzal. But, on the other hand, the Shelus Yeshuvas Orlut Zion Zatzal, he brings down, Sha'odim Shahotzi es kol chemtza mirishuso. If somebody really got rid of all the chametz from his house, that is actually better, and there is no need to do a mechiras chametz. Because any chametz that he is selling to the guy, he's not mevatel. And therefore, it's mashiv of the Mishnah Berurah that yesh lochus shenishalo kezayis chametz sheino shava pruta. He might have in his house a kezayis of chametz that's not through the pruta and wasn't included in the sale. And therefore, he didn't make a bittel on it, and he would be actually over at Bayra Bayimotze. So according to the Shelus Shuvas Orlut Zion, if you really cleaned out your house, then don't do mechiras chametz. If somebody doesn't even have a chashash that he has pirurim over here, for example, he's moving into a brand new house right before Pesach, So Rav Yashiv Zatzal in that situation says there's no need to do a mechiras chametz for that dira. And he says, Misha Bodach chametz kedin ubitlo. If somebody did a bedikas chametz properly and he got rid through bitl of any chametz in his house, so Rav Nissen Karolich Shlita brings down ein minhag lasos mechiras chametz amash enlo. You don't have to do mechiras chametz when you have no chametz to sell in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Avol Akum Gufa, the non-Jewish person himself, Afilu hu Musharis Yisrael, even if he's a worker for the Jewish person, Vidor Beveso, and he lives in the Jewish person's house, Les Lombat. That you don't have to be concerned about over here. Unless, in Lo Shu Konri Lo Litzmisus, unless he's a permanently indentured slave to you, like an Eved Kenani, in that situation, you can't sell or give it to this non-Jewish person, because he's considered you. Dos Yodo Ki Yad Rabo, his hand is considered like your hand. And you can't sell it to him because it's like you're selling it to yourself. Because it doesn't leave your rishus, because it went into your rishus. Your eved is your rishus. The issue footnote number 28 brings down in this situation. If this worker in your house, you're responsible to give him food, and you give him a lot of food, chametz stick of food before Pesach, and you're expecting him to use it during Pesach, so then we already learned previously in Siman Tov Memhei that there's a problem with that possibly according to some poskim, because you're actually getting benefit from your chametz on Pesach. So therefore, in that situation, there are those that are matir if you say that, listen, non-Jewish person, I'm giving you a week's worth of chametz over here. That means that I'm no longer responsible for your food. If you lose this, tough luck. Now you're responsible to buy your own food. And therefore, I'm not benefiting at all on Pesach from this chametz. However, you have to be careful not to tell him, make sure you leave some of this chametz for yourself for the rest of the day. So you're just telling him, I'm no longer responsible, and that's okay according to the Mechilim. The issue footnote number 29 brings down, Afilu kishalo toval shem abdus. We're talking here about this Eved Kenani, even though he hasn't yet gone to the mikvah for the purpose of becoming an Eved Kenani. You still aren't allowed to give him your chametz. It's still considered like it's in your possession. Certainly, if he has actually gone to be tovel l'shem Eved Kenani, so then the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya brings down that not only can't you give it to him, he's chayiv in not having chametz, like a mitzvah, like an isha. Then came b'lavoch, he also l'mchol chametz. He certainly can't give it to him chametz, because then it's going to be a person who's also to have chametz as opposed to a non-Jewish person who has no problem with having chametz. Finally, the issue footnote number 30 brings down that the same halacha applies if you would give it to the eved of a Jewish friend of yours. And the Kaf HaChaim explains that that won't help either, because it's as if you're giving it to the Jewish friend, because again, Yad Eved is Yad Rabo. And therefore, it's as if you gave the chametz to another Jewish person. And this doesn't work even if you're giving to him al tanai that the Rabo, his Jewish owner, doesn't have any reshus in this eved. Because ultimately, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, Sheina Eved Kone El Rabo, because the Eved doesn't really acquire anything, it's only the Rav who is acquiring something. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Uma she'tzrichu ha'chalotzia chametz mi'ushu, so why did we require you to get the chametz out of your possession? Afal pishu mecharo, even though you sold it to him kvar, v'hu etzlo pikodon b'yamo b'lo achrayis, and therefore, even if the chametz stays in your house, it's as if it's a pikodon over there, and you have no responsibility for it. And in this situation, you're allowed to have it in your possession. All you need to do is put up a mechitza so you don't, by accident, go and take it. Like we already learned, look at the El, Simon Tov Nem. So why do we need it over here? So, Kosa B'chok Yaakov, the Gam B'chan HaDin Kain. Here, technically, the din is the same. But, so the reason the rabbi said get it out of your reshus is because it's so the akum makes a kinyan on it, a kinyan meshicha, a kinyan of acquiring it and bringing it to his property. And therefore, once he did this, if the akum took it out of your house with a kinyan meshicha and he brought it leveso to his house, or he took it out to a public side road and that is the halachic way that he acquires this through meshicha, once he acquires it, he could actually return it to your house, to the Jewish person's house. And then a mechitza of 10 tefachim is all that you really need. That's the first opinion. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down Avokam Achronim in Yud Ches in the Shaar HaTzion. This is the Ole Shabbos, the Prichodosh, the Mati Yehuda, and others. They say, Kasu the Hacha Migragar. No, our case is worse. Why? Even the Ikra Chametz Yodea Akum Shusha Yisrael, because the real chametz over here really belongs over here to you, even though the Akum bought it. V'lo yigabo. Now we turn to Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo yigabo afal pishugano. This Akum over here is not going to touch the chametz because he really knows it's yours and you're expecting it back after Pesach. It therefore looks kechametzo shel Yisrael im hayah beveso. It looks as if there's chametz of Yisrael in his own house, and that's a problem. Vegam ikol lemecha shema yovel yachlo. And likewise, you have to be concerned that you may come to eat it over here. The kivan the d-day heve, since it's really yours, meikara from the beginning lo bodul mina. He's not going to not take it. He'll feel very comfortable and he'll forget himself and he'll actually go and take it. That's why the second opinion over here says that you should get it out of your house. The issue footnote number 31 brings down, Umishum shenira chametz chametz shel Yisrael. Since this looks like it's your chametz, so the Ola Shabbos brings down, Shemechiras chametz eno nires mechira el aroma. Therefore, when you sold it to him, it just looks like a trick. It doesn't look like it's a real mechira because it's in your house. And he brings down an additional item from the Chayyadim, Shechametz enira kimisha kiblu ha'yisrael lepikadum b'achrayis min ha'nochri. And it looks actually like you have a pikadum from the nochri and you're responsible for it. As we learned already in Siman Tov Mem, in that situation, you are over, the Yisrael would be over, b'ayira b'ayimotze. Now, as you notice, we totally passed over Daf Lamed Amud Beis, page 60 over here, because that's only Shari Tshuva. And if you look at the Dirshu footnotes that are opposite page 60, that actually is tomorrow's footnotes. That's Daf Lamed Aleph's footnotes continued on the previous page. Normally they continue either in the back or in a later page. Here, you have the unusual situation because of this Shari Tshuva that the Lamed Aleph footnotes are actually continued on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. So we've actually concluded both Lamed Amud Aleph and Lamed Amud Beis for today, and therefore we'll stop the shiur now and we'll pick up the Mirtz Hashem tomorrow on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph back in the Mishnah Berurah, and we will also do both sides of the Dirshu footnotes, the one for tomorrow as well as today's Lamed Amud Beis. So with this, we conclude today's shiur.